All right. You pray for us just for a few minutes of time. I preached to us last Sunday about a man started out as a deacon. He had a lot of trouble. He was setting the tables. He was serving the tables. And I believe the man called Saul of Tarsus gave him a lot of trouble and maybe even caused him to quit setting tables. I went through that, but I've been reading about Philip. But one day, when the deaconship was over and the Lord called for him, he had a work to do. And if we read about them old people of old that laid up treasures day by day in heaven, they had somewhere to look forward to go to. They had a longing. And I believe they felt like we do. The best is yet to come. Mm-hmm. But I preached to us last Sunday about Philip going down in Samaria and preaching Jesus. And you know, he saw the unclean spirits coming out of them that were saved. And, they was healed from the disease they had. You know the story. Whenever they had heard in Jerusalem, they sent down to Samaria them, Peter and John, who whenever they got down there, they laid hands on them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. And you know the story. But what amazed me through it all, Philip done what Philip's supposed to do.
Yeah.
Philip done what God called him to do. He went down there and simply preached the word.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't get involved with all everything else that's going on. Whenever those boys, the apostles, got down there, he didn't get in their way. He didn't interfere in no way. They were baptized, and the apostles come in and prayed for them that they might receive the Holy Ghost. And his work was done in that place. But, you know, I kept a reading about Philip. Man, I tell you what, he had done some good stuff. And he was called not only just to preach the word, but there's many other different things that God gave him the ability to do.
Yeah.
Today, I'm going to go on for Philip just for a little ways. I'll not be preaching very long, but all the revival is over. The apostles gone back to Jerusalem. I preaching in every village. I ain't never hear from Simon since, but he's just somebody that didn't get it. But Philip, he still got a work to do. So after all the revival's over and everything, everybody gone home. The 26th verse of the chapter book of Acts, and it said this, the 26th verse, and the angel of the Lord spake unto Philip, saying, arise and go towards the south unto the way that goeth down from Jerusalem unto Gaza, which is desert. And he arose and went, and behold, a man of the Ethiopians, an eunuch of great authority, under Canvas, I don't know if I'm saying that right, the queen of the Ethiopians, who had the charge of all of her treasures, and had come to Jerusalem for to worship. Returning and sitting in his chariot, reading Isaiah the prophet. And the Spirit said unto Philip, go near and join thyself to this chariot. And Philip run hither to him and heard him read the prophet Isaiah. And said, understand what thou readest. And he said, how can I except some man should guide me? And he desired Philip that he would come up and sat with him. The place of the scripture which he read was this. He was led as a sheep to the slaughter, and like a lamb dumb before his shearers, so opened he not his mouth. His humiliation and judgment was taken away, and who shall declare his generation? For his life is taken from the earth. And the eunuch answered Philip and said, I pray thee, of whom speaketh the prophet, this or himself or some other man? Then Philip opened his mouth and began at the same scripture and preached unto him Jesus. I want us to notice there why the angel Lord, Philip, he was in a phrase of the Spirit. Whenever he could hear the small voice come from heaven, the angel spoke to him and said, arise and go towards the south. He has still had a work to do. He won't see all these different people saved, but there will be a great work. So he arose and went down towards the south, and there he met a man of the Ethiopian. He had a great authority. He had been down to Jerusalem to worship. I don't know. I just never could understand his being the disciples. I was in Jerusalem, and no doubt they were still preaching the power and the demonstration and that of the Lord. But this man had been down there and he'd been worshiping. I don't know, it must have been the custom of the Jews. Maybe where he read, where he had been, but he didn't understand. He was in to the scripture of Isaiah. And where he said he was like a sheep led to the slaughter, that opened not his mouth, a eunuch, I couldn't understand what was going on. He went down there to worship. He had a longing to go home. I no doubt he knew there was a better place to go.
Right.
He loved God, no doubt. But he couldn't understand. I perceive today that there's millions by thousands reading the Word of God. I don't understand what's going on. And he was trotting along. Don't get me wrong. God knows where you're at, and God knows the ability where you're at in the scripture, and he's got some man to help you if you desire it.
Bless the Lord.
Most people have lost their desire of learning, of getting ahead. I'm telling you today, this man, he had a great authority. Listen, and he was under the queen, and he took care of all of their all their treasures. What a responsibility to be in a situation, to be in charge of the king's treasure. I'm telling you today, Philip, he received, he was in charge of a greater wealth and a greater treasure than the eunuch. Whenever the Lord saved him and called him, and laid laid it in his hands, the Word of God, and gave him a world to preach in. He took advantage of it. And he was able. He said, do you understand what you're reading? Listen, he was talking about Jesus. I'm glad he began at the same scripture. Voice opened his mouth. I believe he preached of saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. I believe they begin to tell the eunuch that this man, his life was taken away. Who will declare his generation? I will almost run out of preachers who will take the burden of the church. I tell the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ. And how to make it all the way home. Listen, you talk about a responsibility. How whenever you answer the call to preach, or whenever you answer the call as a Christian, just a Christian itself. We've got a responsibility to do. You talk about this eunuch. He was in charge of all the queen's treasures. And that might sound like a big job. Boys, I tell you what, whenever the Lord announced salvation upon us, then it was time for us to start laying up a treasure in heaven. It was time for us to be about the Father's business and doing the things that God would have us to do. Not what I want to do, but Lord, what will you have for me to do? I believe that Philip preached to him what he would preach to me and you today. And the eunuch said, here is water. I believe that Philip preached him the baptism of the Holy Ghost. He said, here is water. What does hinder me from being baptized? I can see in a prophet of old, Elijah said, why halt you between two opinions? If God is real, if God is calling us, why don't we go do it? Why are we in between two opinions?
Right.
Oh, the Lord wanting us to spread the gospel in love and unity, one for another. Boys, I tell you what, Philip said to the eunuch, he said, if you believe with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, you may have said, and he said, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. Why did he get his teaching? He went down to Jerusalem for the worship, and he was there trying to return back home, reading the scriptures of Christ. But he didn't get what he went after. Evidently, he didn't hear Peter and his voice preaching. Evidently, it was in the custom of the Jews. Surely. But I'm here to tell you today that God loved me and you enough. He placed you in a place that we can grow in the knowledge in that of the Lord Jesus Christ. We can grow in love of one another if we'll let the Lord come in and have his way with us. Listen. He commanded Jared to stand still. Oh man, what a work. He went down into the water, him and the eunuch together. Boys, whenever he baptized the eunuch, and they come up out of the water, the Spirit again carried Philip away. His work was not over. He didn't get a break like me and you do. Well, time of talking about a break. Right. Sit down and let somebody else do it. But I find old Philip Just in the eunuch, never seen him no more.
Bless him.
But he went on his way rejoicing. He found out the scripture man. He was led to the slaughter. Listen up, gone off his heel. He was led to the cross. Listen and open not his mouth. He done that for me and you. Mm-hmm. If you got salvation today, he paid for it then. Listen, he went on his way. And many times he was found in a different places of preaching. And you know what the amazing thing to me? I kept reading, I kept praying, I kept searching. I said, Lord, is this the end? I didn't think so. I didn't think so. Listen, we went through this in Sunday school and this rode over top of my head. I found Philip again.
Bless you.
When Philip started out in Samaria to preach the word, Saul of Tarsus was on the rampage, and he was still persecuting the church. In the next chapter, which is not chapter, he's still breathing out threatening and slaughter against the saints of God. But listen, he didn't know probably. It's in a day or two he's going to meet his maker. He's going to meet something that he can't deal with. Mm-hmm. Listen, he met Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
On his way to Damascus, he met Jesus. The eunuch on his way home met Jesus. He didn't get it down in Jerusalem. Listen, Philip was a man to preach them the word, heal them. He didn't heal them, but through his preaching and obedience, they was healed. And he was there to give advice, to lift a man up and give him understanding what he need to understand, how he could be saved.
Yeah.
I'm not very smart. Don't claim to be very smart.
Bless him, Lord.
But I do know how that you can get a hold of the goodness of God. I can tell you how for you to get a hold of the leadership of God. I humble your heart and pray. I turn everything over to Him. With a contrite spirit and a broken heart, He saves us.
Amen.
Listen, I ain't going to read this, but Phil, I want to tell you where I'm going, and I'm going to hush. One of these other preachers want to take it up, say something about it, testify about it. Hey, that's all right. We might need what they got.
Yeah.
He said to lay up treasures. That's what Philip was doing from start to finish, was only laying up treasures in heaven. In the 21st chapter of the book of Acts, and you go on down about the 8th verse, you'll find Philip. Now, a long time had no doubt had gone on. I thought whenever I reading about Philip and Samaria, he was a young man, probably not even married. But now he's married, and he's got 4 daughters. What are they doing? They're prophesying. His whole house loving the Lord. And listen, to the man that gave him trouble, to the man that persecuted the church and got saved. Mm-hmm. And you guess what? This man was called Paul, a great man that we read about in the Word. But you know what? I guess for the same reason that the eunuch was asking, he needed some advice. He needed some help. I don't know. But the Bible said, and the next day, we were in the company of Paul's company. And we departed, and we entered in to a man's house. Who was this man's house? Who lived there? Philip. Man, I about jumped with joy when I read that. Listen. Them old preachers that we talked about in Sunday school, long time have been gone. But their stories is just as real today as it was then. More realer because I know now what they was going through. So, time has went on. Old Philip, he's fought the battle. I don't think he's ever afraid. If he did, he didn't act like it, did he? They persecuting the church. They killed you if they get to you. But Philip didn't back up on nothing. What a position to be in to get to set up in the eunuch's chariot. This man had a great authority from the queen. Boy, that'd been an honor for me to rode in this chariot with the eunuch. He'd been down to Jerusalem to worship. But all of that didn't matter when it come to the word of God. That's where his thoughts was at. Listen, we just drift on through life. Let happen what may. And die and not have ever learned nothing. It's your own fault. The Bible said if we're ignorant, we're willingly are ignorant. When we went through Sunday school and went through all of this stuff, I hadn't picked up on nothing much. But it seemed like when the Lord got a hold of me and I began to follow Philip and his lifestyle, a whole lot like mine was. No, I couldn't live up to be like Philip. I wouldn't even try to be, but I walked a life from one church to another. I don't think I ever took a church that my family wanted me to take. Kathy and Murray, I don't want to go to that old place. Them people not friendly. Or to get acquainted with them. Maybe I wouldn't be there no time. I wouldn't be there no time. Boy, they just fit in with everybody and the talking. And I didn't half know what was going on. But growing with the people. And maybe it won't go on for a little while. And I just couldn't hardly pry them away. If I said something about leaving, they had a fit. They just had to have a fit. If the Lord said to go yonder, I went yonder. And they went with me. I appreciate my walk for Christ. Seen a lot of people saved. And it bothers me. People not saved no more. Why? Where have I let down, Lord? But I still stay with them till 2 or 3 o'clock in the evening on the altar if they stayed there. I have stayed there. 3 and 4 hours at a time. People being saved. But we need to stay where we pray through and know that Jesus lives right here.
Right.
So I'm going to quit. One of you boys got a word?